Call Me Maybe by Steffi Chapman and read by Emma Carter for Saga Egmont. Prologue. Omaha, Nebraska, 1993. A car pulls up on the drive. The hum of the engine stops, and Adam glances out of the window.
They're home, he says,
and sits back against the wall again. It's neutral, like they could have just been gone a half hour, like they could have been out running errands. Except they haven't. They've been on vacation. 10 days in Hawaii, and we didn't get to go with them. We had to stay home with Grandma Ada. Neither of us move. We don't look at each other or even make any attempt to switch off the TV. We just sit there, our eyes glued to MTV. We've spent a lot of time up here doing that whilst Mom and Dad have been away. Grandma Ada is not good at enforcing the rules Mom set when they left. Soon enough, there are footsteps on the stairs, absorbed by thick, spongy carpet, and then Dad pops his head around the door, a tan version of himself. His forehead is shiny, his shirt has flowers on it, and I realize how much I've missed him. 10 days is a long time when you're 12. He comes over and sits between us on Adam's bed.
What you watching, kiddos?
MTV, Adam says. Dad puts his arm around my neck and ruffles my hair.
Missed you guys, he says.
Missed you too, Dad, I say.
Have you been good for Grandma?
Duh, Adam says, rolling his eyes. Dad laughs.
I bet you've given her hell, he chuckles.
Well, Travis said asshole at the dinner table, and she made him take a time out. I say. I whisper the word asshole because I don't want to get in trouble, not so soon after they've got home.
You're a snitch, Jesse, you know that?
Adam says. He throws a pillow at me.
Who was the asshole?
Dad asks. He wedges the pillow between his back on the wall and leans against it.
Grandpa Nev, Adam says, sniggering.
Oh my God, not Grandpa Nev,
Dad says, and now we're all laughing. Dad doesn't like Grandpa Nev. Grandma Ada doesn't really like Dad. It's like a circle. Everyone knows about it, but no one ever says anything.
Well, I guess I should go and find your brothers.
Dad stands up and walks towards the door.
We brought you back something from Hawaii, he says. Come down in a few minutes, okay? Your mom's missed you heaps.
We traipse downstairs when our show has ended. Mom is curled up on the couch. She's hugging Brandon, and she stuck her nose in his hair, but she rushes over when she sees us and envelops us both in her arms and kisses the tops of our heads. She can only just reach when she stands on her tiptoes. We are tall and gangly.
My two eldest babies, she coos. Let me look at you.
She holds us back at arm's length and grabs us by our chins.
Handsome, she declares. So handsome.
Adam rolls his eyes again. He does that a lot.
Jesse, honey, I think Travis and Dad are out in the yard. Can you please go and tell them it's time to do the gifts? I can't wait a moment longer.
They're shooting hoops at the back of the house. The ball bounces off the wall and down to the end of the yard, and Travis runs after it as I open the back door.
Hey, sport, Dad says. Wanna play?
Mom sent me out to get you. She wants us all inside now.
Travis hurls the basketball at me.
No fair, we only just started.
We can play again in a while, maybe when Mom's making dinner. We have something for you from Hawaii, though, and I'm pretty sure you're gonna love it.
Back inside, all four of us crowd onto the couch whilst Mom and Dad dig through their bags. They pull out boxes.